Question 71 through 73 refer to the following instructions.
I hope you've all enjoyed the orientation session here at Guerra Pharmaceuticals. Here's the questionnaire about the program. I'd like you to fill it out with descriptive answers to help us to improve this session. You should include your name and employee number on the first page. If you fail to do this, I can't promise that you'll be entered into the prize drawing. Please note that your name will be removed before any comments are passed on to the management team. Now, if anyone needs a pen or pencil, I've got some here.
Number 71. What is the speaker giving the instructions about? Number 72. According to the speaker, what might happen if a task is done incorrectly? Number 73. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for being here tonight as the Suncrest Small Businesses Association honors those who have been inspirational example to our members. The next award is given annually to a business owner who has experienced great success in his or her field. The recipient is Preston Malloy, owner of Malloy House, a fashion studio that designs formal wear. The business has been a major employer in our town for the past decade, and Mr. Malloy now has plans to give back to the community. Later this year, he will open the Malloy Institute, which will offer free classes on clothing design to Suncrest residents.
Number 74. What is the purpose of the event? Number 75. What industry does Mr. Malloy work in? Number 76. How does Mr. Malloy plan to help the community? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, Ms. Tabor. This is Lee Maxwell calling from Unit 412 of Yorkshire Apartments. I got your message saying that your team needs to inspect my gas stove to make sure it complies with safety regulations. You scheduled my visit for Thursday morning, but I won't be here. I have to visit the doctor for a checkup at that time. If possible, I'd like your team to come on Friday instead. Please let me know if this is possible. Thank you. Number 77. Who most likely is the man calling? Number 78. What does the speaker plan to do on Thursday? Number 79. What does the speaker ask the listener to change? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following instructions.
Good morning. We appreciate your volunteering for the 5th Annual Northville Career Fair. We'll be setting up all of the booths for exhibitors today. For tomorrow, you've been assigned to different groups that will carry out tasks such as welcoming visitors, managing the stage, serving refreshments, and more. You're free to use the parking lot here tomorrow, but we're expecting a large crowd. I'll be taking the bus. So that you can see how much this career fair has grown, I'd like to show you some information now about attendance and the number of companies that have participated in the past.
Number 80. What is the speaker talking about? Number 81. Why does the speaker say,
I'll be taking the bus?
Number 82. What will the speaker do next? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following speech. Good morning. We're excited that you have joined the Millington Construction Team, and we hope you all enjoy working here. Today you'll learn about the main job duties, and you'll meet your team leaders. Before we get started, I want to inform you of a recent change. a new corporate regulation went into effect on June 1st. All warehouse employees must now work in pairs to unload large items. We hope that this will prevent injuries from boxes and crates. A lot of them are heavier than they look. Number 83. Who most likely is the speaker addressing? Number 84. According to the speaker, what has the business recently changed? Number 85. What does the speaker most likely mean when he says, "A lot of them are heavier than they look"? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
We're back with Business Corner. I'm your host, Brandy Moreno. The theme of today's show is methods for bargaining and settling the best deal for your business. This is an important skill you need, whether you're an employer or an employee. Our guest today, Amanda Brown, has been sharing tips from her recently published book, Take Control. During the commercial break, an online listener commented that he used Ms. Brown's methods with a vendor recently, and he got the lowest prices he's ever had. That's wonderful news. Now, I've gathered some questions listeners have been posting online. Amanda, how about you reply to those on air now?
Number 86. What is the topic of the broadcast? Number 87. What does the speaker suggest when she says,
"He got the lowest prices he's ever had"?
Number 88. What will most likely happen next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
It's wonderful to see that so many people signed up for this time management training seminar. I hope you'll learn a lot today about keeping your schedule under control. There is one issue that I'd like to address that has resulted in low satisfaction ratings from customers. Our employees take a long time to respond to emails or return phone calls, and this is hurting our business. Through the techniques you learned today, I hope you will be able to minimize this problem. I've created a chart to show how our company compares with our main competitor in this category. I'd like to go over that now.
Number 89. What event are the listeners attending? Number 90. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 91. What will the speaker do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
You're listening to the local news update on Radio 103. The Department of Public Services announced today that the rules regarding vehicles in the city center have been changed. Street parking will now be free of charge, and the city will remove the coin-operated meters. City officials made the decision after calculating that enforcing these parking zones was costing more than the revenue brought in. Those living in the area are pleased because it will reduce their overall expenses. The free areas are currently in the central district only, but the program may expand to other areas. This may be heavily influenced by the results of the public vote for the new city council members in April.
Number 92. What is the broadcast mainly about? Number 93. What do local residents like about the change? Number 94. According to the speaker, what will happen in April? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and schedule. Hi, Vanessa. It's Albert. I have some good news. The owner of Worldview Travel wants to give our company a try. Our first project will be to design a brochure for a European tour. I'm a little worried because he wants the finished design by next week. That doesn't give us much time. If this goes well, though, he could have a lot of design business for us in the future. How about we meet right before the budget review to make a plan? I'll send you a list of the sites that are included on the tour. Prior to our meeting, could you gather together some photos of these sites for us to use in the brochure? Number 95. What is the speaker concerned about? Number 96. Look at the graphic. When does the speaker want to meet? Number 97. What should the listener do before the meeting? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and floor plan.
I've been getting a lot of questions about how employees will be affected by the merger with Canton International. I don't have many answers for you yet, as we just settled the agreement last week. It is clear that some employees may be working on duplicate tasks, so we'll have to do some restructuring. I'd like each of you to type up an overview of your job duties and email it to me. If you have any questions about what information to include, please stop by my office. And remember, I've just relocated to the third floor. You can find me at the end of the hallway, directly opposite the supply room.
Number 98. What has the company recently done? Number 99. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 100. Look at the graphic. To which room has the speaker moved?